Case from the book Heaven and Hell, Chapter 7, Exumé, Bordeaux, 1862. A spirit used this name in presenting itself spontaneously to the medium. It was accustomed to this type of manifestation because her mission seemed to be entail assisting lower order spirits brought to her by her spirit guide with the twofold objective of aiding her instruction and their advancement. How are you? Is this a woman's name or a man's name?
A man's. A man who is unhappy as can be. I am suffering all the torments of hell.
But if there is no hell, how can you suffer its torments?
A pointless question.
I understand, but others might need an explanation.
That doesn't concern me.
Might selfishness be the one of the causes of your suffering?
Maybe.
If you desire relief, you must start by repudiating your bad inclinations.
Don't worry about it. It's none of your business. Start by praying for me as you would do for the others, and then we shall see.
If you don't help me out by repenting, prayer will have little effect.
If you talk instead of praying, you won't help me advance very much.
So do you really want to evolve?
Maybe. I don't know. Let's see if prayer relieves my suffering. That's the essential thing.
Then join me with a strong desire of obtaining new relief.
Go ahead.
After the medium's prayer, do you feel satisfied?
Not like I had wanted.
Medicine, administered for the first time, can immediately cure a long-standing malady.
Perhaps not.
Would you like to come back?
Yes, if you call me.
The medium's guide. Daughter, you will have much work ahead of you with this hardened spirit, but there will be hardly any merit if saving those who are not lost. Courage, preserve, and you will succeed. No one is so guilty that he cannot be a man by the means of persuasion and example, since even the most preserved spirits end up amending themselves with time. If one does not succeed immediately in leading them back to good sentiments, which is often impossible, one's efforts will not be lost. The thought one kindles in them stirs them up. It makes them reflect despite themselves. These are the seeds that sooner or later will bring forth fruit. One does not break a rock with the first strike of the hammer. What I'm telling you, my daughter, also applies to incarnates. And you must understand why spiritism, even among firm believers, does not make perfect human beings immediately. Belief is the first step. Faith comes next. And transformation will have its turn. But many will be necessary to go to the spirit world to renew themselves.